comment on your team as you enter the game against Arkansas?
Yeah, excited for rivalry week. Excited for senior week to honor our seniors who done an excellent job of helping us through the coaching transition and through this COVID process. And excited for our game Saturday. With that, I'll open up for questions.
First question is from Tom Murphy of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Eli, I wonder what your thoughts are on the Arkansas tailback situation with no Rakeem Boyd. And what do you think of the spot in the Arkansas run game?
Well, I think they've actually done a really nice job running the football. I think Coach Bryles does a good job of mixing it up, you know, utilizing his RPOs as well as his called runs to set up some of his explosive pass game. You know, I think they're very capable of that position. I don't have 22. He's been an outstanding back for him all season. So, I mean, he had the 80-yard run against Florida. So I think they're going to be just fine.
The more I study this game, the more I see kind of a comparison between Grant Morgan, 31, their middle linebacker, and your Nick Bolton. I'm wondering what you see out of Nick, what's made him a successful player, and also on Morgan.
Yeah, I mean, I think they're both tremendous linebackers. They both make a lot of tackles, and you can tell the leaders of the defense on both sides of the ball. You know, Nick, I think I'm so impressed with his life off the football field as much as I am with his life on the football field. He shows up early, works out all the time. He's got a 3.4 GPA. Just does everything the right way. Got great manners. His parents have obviously raised him the right way. And I think the same can be said for Grant. You know, obviously knew Grant from my time recruiting his brother Drew when I was at Arkansas State. And, you know, he's just got great work ethic. You can tell it matters to him. I think the most impressive thing about Grant is when he makes a tackle, he runs back to get lined up on defense, and it's very rare to see that. So always impressed with his hustle and work ethic, and he's going to be a tough one to go against.
Thanks, man.
Next question is from Steve Moulton of WZZN.
Hey, Coach. Hope you're doing well today.
Yes, sir.
From a recruiting standpoint, with signing day coming up, at least the early signees, how is the class kind of shaping up in your eyes, Coach?
Yeah, I think we've got a really solid class. I think we've done an excellent job of identifying who we want and have had them for a long time. We've got a couple of pieces that we're trying to put, you know, finishing touches on, and it's going to be a battle. We don't feel pressured to necessarily have to fill every one of those slots. Just because of the way that some of the seniors that are going to be coming back. But it has been, it's been an interesting thing to have to deal with it online and through Zooms. And I think the next 14 days are going to be extremely challenging trying to juggle recruiting, game planning, finals, and all the other things that are required to coach football.
And you mentioned Coach Bryles. I'm curious, from an offensive philosophy standpoint, how often do you maybe communicate with Coach Bryles in the offseason, and what do you think of the offensive style that he has there at Arkansas, Coach?
Yeah, I don't know Coach Bryles personally. I met him one time, so don't have much of an interaction with him. I haven't never talked ball with him. I think he's got a good philosophy. Obviously, he knows and believes in it, it's a good offense.
Thank you, Coach.
No problem.
Next question is from Bob Holt of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette.
Hey, Eli, how you doing?
Great, how are you, Bob?
I'm good. Hey, Rick Jones, I guess you must have done pretty well to get him on your staff. And what's your relationship like, and was it hard getting him to leave the job he had because he'd had so much success in Arkansas?
Rick's just a guy that I've had a tremendous amount of respect for a long time. I remember coming out of college, me and Kevin Heslin. Kevin was my high school football position coach and was the assistant principal at Greenwood at the time. Took me to introduce me to Coach Jones and just, you know, had a connection there. And we've stayed in touch ever since. And it was somebody that I knew if I got into a position that was able to create maybe a senior assistant to the head coach, a guy who can bounce ideas off of, a guy who you could, you know, ask him to do special projects and see a game through a different sort of viewpoint. So that's what he does. You know, Rick's a pretty straightforward guy. If his mind's set on something, he's going to do it. And if it's not, you're not going to convince him otherwise. So this was an opportunity I think he wanted to get into college football, and we were sure glad it worked out.
How's he been, you know, specifically, how's he been an asset to you?
Yeah, I mean, just a guy that I can lean on, talk to, ask him advice. How would he handle this situation? Has he ever encountered this before? He's a guy that handles a lot of our analytics and in-game, situational. Hey, think about this. Think about this. You know, this is the timeouts and all that kind of stuff. So he's been an asset for sure.
Thanks. Next question is from Scotty Bordelon of Whole Hog Sports.
Hey, Coach, I'm wondering what you've thought of the impact Felipe Franks has had on Arkansas's offense and what has stood out to you about his play to this point.
I don't really have a basis of comparison because I wasn't around what they have done in the past at that position there. But, you know, when you watch the tape, you see a guy who obviously has command of the offense, who gets him in the right situation, makes the right decisions, does a really nice job of adding an extra dimension to the offense with his feet, is throwing accurate balls down the field, not forcing them, but putting them in tight windows in their RPOs. And he's a tremendous challenge to contain. You know, I said yesterday or whatever day that I felt like he was playing as good as anybody in the SEC except for maybe Mack and Kyle Trask. But, I mean, he's right up there and definitely impressed. And going to have our hands full because of the weapons that he has at the wide receiver position. Obviously, they got the run game going, and then the weapon that he is using his feet.
Appreciate it.
To ask a question for Coach Drinkwitz, press. That's all the questions for today, Coach. Thank you.
Sounds good.